The title of today's talk is Loosey Goosey or Wahoo Ching. You can either be an uptight knot of paradoxical ego or a loosey goosey knot knower. Not knowing is the antithesis of everything we teach the ego, and the ego desires us to keep on living, to try and know. We want to know how to do, why to do, when to do, blah, blah. How much, how little. Comparatives. The ego is a comparative device between what you want, what you think you've got, what you haven't got. And you can go on forever trying to analyze. You can go forever trying to analyze. And all it does is wear you out and make you uptight. Well, there's a quote for the Westerner, a long lost set of writings by Lao Tzu, and they come under a new title of Wahoo Ching. A sample. Get the Kleenex out of there. How does one's scent appeal one more than the other? Do you prefer this flower or that flower or feeling? Is your practice sacred and your work profane? Then your mind is separated from itself, from oneness, and from the Tao. Keep your mind free of divisions and distinctions. When your mind is detached, simple, quiet, then all things can exist in harmony. And you can begin to perceive the subtle truth. The masters always end up teaching the same thing. Shut your brain up. Shut your ego off. Be calm so you can be clear. And you can embrace not knowing, because your brain will not know. But your nervous system can respond to the relaxation of not needing to know. It's the need to know, the wanting to know, the wanting to be correct, the wanting that keeps the muscles tight. It keeps the adrenaline flowing, the cortisol going. In the book, The Divided Brain, the doctor explains that almost all of our basic health problems are based on the divided brain. The subconscious stored away thoughts and injuries and needs and inferiorities and superiorities and comparatives and all that are confronted with what's happening in the world, and its subconscious is interpreting it as good or bad. And if it's not good, you're tense. And if you're tense, you're shutting down part of your circulation to parts of your body that then become inflamed, that then become irritated, that then cause pain. Oh. Now that's not a newsflash, but it is a newsflash. Because your ego doesn't want you to know it. That sweet, ever-present ego mind wanting to dictate terms below the surface of your perception. The ego is a monkey catapulting through the jungle, totally fascinated by the realm of the senses. It swings from one desire to the next, one conflict to the next, one self-centered idea to the next. If you threaten it, it actually fears for its life. At this point is when you get disease. Disease is dis-ease. Dis-ease. You're diseased. Let this monkey go. Let the senses go. Let desires go. Let conflicts go. Let ideas go. Let the fiction of life and death go. Just remain in the center, watching. And then forget that you are there. The author of the more recently published works of Wahu Ching. I like Wahu, because Wahu Ching is really about Wahoo! It's loosey-goosey. Get yourself free of yourself. Loosey-goosey. Not an uptight paradox. Yes, indeed. That was published, Brian Walker is the one who has published these unknown teachings of Lao Tzu. The tradition of Lao Tzu's teachings, there is the I Ching, but then there is the Tao Te Ching. But what's not known in the West very much is that there are lots of oral traditions of oral teachings of Lao Tzu. And Westerners are kind of been bereft of those teachings until recently. So the traditions got carried on by either relatives or students that because there was oral tradition and they memorized, even though the writings of Lao Tzu later, many of them were banned and the books burned by, you wouldn't imagine who, political leaders.
Oh, really?
And so a lot of them got lost to the West, but they were kept in circulation by oral tradition and now have been committed back to writing. And if our politics don't have sway, we won't burn those either or take them out of the library, which is something they're trying to do.
Okay.
Do you wish to free yourself of mental and emotional knots and become one with the Tao? Loosey-goosey? Wahoo! Loosey-goosey. Wahoo! Chang. If so, there are two paths available to you. The first is the path of acceptance. Affirm everyone and everything. Freely extend your goodwill and virtue in every direction, regardless of circumstances. Embrace all things as part of the harmonious oneness, and then you will begin to perceive it. If you don't believe it, how can you perceive it? There's no way. You're not going to perceive it if you're rejecting it. Isn't that what happens with everything and everybody who thinks they want to be right and the only one right? The second path is the path of denial. Recognize that everything you see and think is a falsehood, an illusion, a veil over the truth. Peel all the veils away. And then you will arrive at the oneness. I've often talked about looking through a wall of curtains, a window covered by curtain after curtain after curtain. And so if you're looking through several curtains, what you're seeing or looking towards is distorted. So if you take away one of the sheer curtains, the distortion changed, but it's still a distortion. So it may be a different distortion, but it's a distortion. And then you take away another veil. It's another distortion. And until you've removed all of the curtains, you don't see clearly through the window, what's there? And your mind approaching concepts is full of illusionary distortions. And so if we don't quiet the mind, the second path is denial. You don't know what's going on. You don't know what's in something or someone. Now that doesn't mean you haven't been trained to make all kinds of opinions. You've got a truckload of opinions. And they're very loud. And they pull at you, and they pull, and pull and pull and make you want to believe your opinions. And then we see wars and fighting and confusion and dualism in high gear. Though these paths are entirely different, they will deliver you to the same place. Spontaneous awareness of the great oneness. Once you arrive there, remember, it isn't necessary to struggle to maintain unity with it. All you have to do is participate in it. Okay, let me reread that. Do you wish to free yourself of mental and emotional knots and become one with the Tao? If so, there are two paths available to you. Number one, the first is the path of acceptance. Affirm everyone and everything. Freely extend your goodwill and virtue in every direction, regardless of circumstances. Hard thing to do. Embrace all things as part of the harmonious oneness, and then you will be able to perceive it. The second path is that of denial. Recognize that everything you see and think is a falsehood, an illusion, a veil over the truth. Peel away the veils, and you will arrive at the oneness. Though these paths are entirely different, they will deliver you to the same place. Spontaneous awareness of the great oneness. Once you arrive there, remember, it isn't necessary to struggle to maintain unity with it. All you have to do is participate. Oh, loosey-goosey, wahoo! Be loose, or you will be judgmental. Loosey-goosey, or wahoo, ching. Paradoxes make us mad. This brings me back to our friend. The reason I wrote it's you can either be an uptight knot is the Gordian knot that Alexander the Great, when he was on his march through Asia, came to a village, and his procedure was send in runners, talk to the town leaders, tell them if they surrendered and paid taxes to him, to Greece, that he would not attack them. But if they didn't, he would. And they could take the consequences. Well, one village leader sent his runner to to Alexander the Great and said, we have a Gordian knot. And if you can undo that knot, we will surrender and pay taxes and you can go on your way and we'll be obedient to your leadership. And Alexander the Great thought he was great. So he accepted the challenge and started working on the knot. But the more he tried to undo the knot, the tighter the knot got. And finally, he stood back and he said, that which cannot be undone will be cut asunder, whack, with his sword, and undid the knot. You can either be an uptight knot of paradoxical ego beliefs, or a loosey-goosey, a knot-knower. What's it going to be? You're going to fight and stew and carry on and complain and frustrate yourself, or not know. Be loosey-goosey. Why is everything a problem? Because genetically, we are geared to self-protection of things we don't know. We don't know that we're afraid of not knowing. We don't know that we're afraid of not knowing. And so, we want to know. And in the world of duality, as it appears through our conditioning, not knowing is a dangerous thing. That's what we're conditioned to think. And we've got all kinds of verifications for it. Because you want a verification, you'll look for one. We are let's say, a conglomerate of being conditioned and conditioning ourselves. And also genetically programmed. The genes in our body tell us to be self-protective, self-reactional. We're looking for anything that might hurt us, might challenge us, might make us feel bad or feel less or vulnerable. And if you're, let's say, feel vulnerable standing up in front of a crowd to give a talk, you're going to stutter and feel bad and not do so well. On the other hand, you may be a blusterer because you're trying to compensate so that they won't see your inferiority, so you bluster. You become a bully. So there we are. Loosey-goosey or wahoo! Loosey-goosey, wahoo. Can we go through life being loosey-goosey? Or are we busy? Are we desperately destined to do good, be good? Be a good little girl. Isn't that what your mother used to say when you were going off to school? Be a good little girl. Be a good boy. Don't pick a fight. Yes, okay. Here we are. So, It doesn't matter whether it's the path of the masters in the tradition of the Sikh gurus, or whether it was Jesus, or whether it was Muhammad, or whether it was Lao Tzu. They all talk the same language. Get over yourself. Get over your ego belief systems. Get over duality. Unity cannot be reached by analysis. You have to quit. You have to relax. You have to accept not knowing, the cloud of unknowing. Let me see, oh, that was a Catholic. No, that was a Protestant priest who wrote that, the cloud of unknowing. Okay, it doesn't matter. What master is bringing these facts to us, which teacher is teaching it, it all ends up in letting go and letting God. So it's fun to catch ourselves, and it's even funner if we finally become a loosey-goosey, a not-knower, and having fun being a not-knower, relaxing, not getting gray hairs over it. Okay, so you can run through the daisies and pick up any master's writings, and it ends up when they get past talking to your moral self so that you don't want to stab somebody or rob somebody. At least you have good morals. They try to take you as soon as you can get there to not knowing. To accept not knowing, mentally, intellectually not knowing, but just hanging out with spirit wherever it moves you. But you have to actually let go so you can hang out with spirit, because spirit talks on loosey-goosey wavelengths. If we want spirit, we have to be on a frequency that spirit uses. Now, spirit can kick your whether you're uptight or not, to make you go through your karma. However, if you want to become aware of spirit, become aware of oneness, you have to let go and be loosey-goosey and not know next. You don't know next. Now is all you can be. That's all you ever were. But you thought you were younger, older, more beautiful, less beautiful, more intelligent by far, richer, poorer, you know. Anything you thought you are is nonsense. If you're not relaxed and still and accepting. So, this is just another fun, very fun read if you're into reading Wahoo Ching. And as I said before, Wahoo Ching was written for the American Resister. Brian Walker, Wahoo Ching. The oral tradition teachings of Lao Tzu. Okay. And I don't know how many approaches we need before we let go of being uptight. How many times do we have to hear it? From how many directions? How many different vocabularies? How many different exercises to allow creation to be conscious, perfect, present? If we're not present with the perfection of creation, we don't get the gift of the feeling of creation's perfection. So it's up to our willingness to let go and let God. It can be let go and let the Tao, whatever. Let go. Let go, loose, loose, loose. Be joyful, be relaxed, go jolly. You can wear yourself out, if you would, going over how many great masters have left the same message for us deep into their teachings. Or on the surface, depends on which way they come. There are teachers that only go when asked a question. They never answer you. I might try that. It's fun if you let it be fun. If you're serious, you've got a problem. And there's plenty of vocabulary in the writings of all masters that could make you serious. If you don't meditate, blah, 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 or if you aren't kind, blah, 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 if you're not morally good, blah, 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 blah. But then they just sit back and laugh and say, but on the other hand, if you don't want to be uptight anymore, relax, be loosey-goosey. Accept the oneness of all things. And until you do, you won't get over your delusionary, dualistic thinking. Well, it's your game of choice.